Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. And when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting. And keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMDRAHAFA, or any of them there, guys. We don't even speak that well for ourselves. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley.
And special guest host,
Ken, also known as Harry Potter.
Kenny Potter. That's awesome.
He does have a striking resemblance to a grown-up Harry Potter.
I see. I don't see it.
You don't?
No.
You're blind.
No.
Of course, I've seen the movies like a million times and read all the books at least five times each. So
Well,
you know.
Because here's the problem. What's the guy's name that played Harry Potter?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah. Well, Daniel Radcliffe is not young anymore. I mean, Daniel Radcliffe is like, what, in his 30s now? Young 30s? So,
something like that.
Or you know, late 20s. Or so he doesn't look like a kid anymore. And I wouldn't say that they're very striking resemblance to each other. No. Ken here is much, much, much better looking.
Thank you.
I mean, well, come on. Ladies, he's single, too.
You also have to take into account that having read the books so many times and seen all the illustrations that were done in the books, and then combining that with Radcliffe from the movies. Actually, if you went based just on the illustrations, he would probably, Ken over here would probably be dead off Harry Potter.
You know, he could very well be 30 now that I'm thinking of it, because Draco Malfoy or whatever his name
30.
Is just turned 30. Yeah, so.
And he's ugly as hell now, too.
Well, you know, it happens. It happens.
Well, that's what evil does to you.
So, what have you been doing, Shelley? What's going on in the life of Shelley?
Well, that's a loaded question.
Well, you know.
I don't know. I mean, if we're keeping it happy and light, I've been doing a lot of crocheting for Christmas.
I crocheted for Christmas.
Yeah.
You know what Shelley really loves?
What's
There's
that?
Nothing Shelley loves more than a little Mariah Carey
no, you know
at
what?
Christmas.
You know what the best part about the month of December is? December 26th. Because I will have an entire year before I have to hear Mariah Carey
again.
Wait.
There are 12 days of Christmas, and don't pretend there's not.
Not in this house.
Oh, yeah.
Only a church.
It go no, 12 days of Christmas goes into January.
I am well. Hello, religulous over here.
Right. So
I am
you know,
well aware of what
religulous.
Yes, I am well aware of what the rules are.
So you know.
And technically, if you want to go by the rules, by the way, live by the sword, die by the sword. If you want to go by the rules, you can't play Mariah Carey until December 25th. From the 25th to the 6th, because Advent, which is what we're in now, is a time of anticipation, not rejoicing. And that song
is
definitely rejoicing.
She is anticipating.
Tell that to Coast 103.
She's saying all.
I'm just saying, if he wants to go by
the
rules. I'm just saying, if he wants to go by the rules and he wants to include the 12 days of Christmas up to Epiphany, then, you know.
Oh, no, I'll include him. You can bet on that. You know what else she loves? She loves a little Wham.
No, you know what?
Little
whole
Last
day,
Christmas.
He was cleaning up his man cave and doing some
Me
laundry
too.
And stuff. Yeah, not 14 times in one day. He runs like three or four songs on a loop.
If you listen to Coast, you are going to hear that. And by the way,
you weren't listening to
you're
Coast.
You're going to hear Last Christmas and All I Want for Christmas by Mariah
yes.
Carey.
And he'll throw in Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time like every fourth rotation.
Okay. Look, that is not the way it goes.
What are you doing? You're messing up our recording.
No, I was gonna tell you, Miss All That's In It. I've got Santa Baby, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, Little Saint Nick, Christmas Wrapping by, I think, the Bangles.
No, it's not the Bangles. It's the Waitresses.
Okay, the Waitresses. Whatever. Bangles, Waitresses. Whatever. Wonderful Christmas Time, Baby It's Cold Outside, I'll Be Home for Christmas, A Twisted Christmas by Twisted Sister, Deck the Halls by Twisted Sister, Let It Snow by Twisted Sister, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Happy Christmas, White Christmas, All I Want for Christmas, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Let It Snow, Last Christmas, Sleigh Ride, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, and Frosty the Snowman. That is my mix. So don't make it like all I'm playing is one thing.
You don't even have Mariah Carey on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I had it on there.
My Christmas mix is very simple. I have two complete albums, one by August Burns Red, whatever that group is.
I have no idea.
They're that sort of metally dubsteppy kind of group that does Christmas.
Metally dubsteppy?
Yes. El Phoenix, or Barista. What's his name?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He came and actually messed with our board that one day.
Oh, Curtis.
Curtis. He turned me on to them. And I have the entire Twisted Sister Christmas album. And then I have...
Dude. And Christmas. Have you heard it?
And then, but then I also have a variety of selections from the Three Tenors.
Okay.
In Italian. I have Ave Maria in Italian. I've got some classical Christmas stuff.
What's on the flip side of that?
Sly Ride.
They do, so these three tenors, you know, it's like
it's
these
the most hilarious thing.
Spectacular voices, you know, they do Ave Maria, they're doing all that, right? If you flip it over, they're doing like all the pseudo-contemporary Christmas
Americanized
things.
Americanized stuff.
So they go to do Sleigh Ride.
In English.
But they can't pronounce sleigh, they call it sly.
So the whole thing
I'm
is
on a sly ride with you.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, woo-hoo. My God. Dude, it's almost like a comedy album on the other side.
Hilarious. That's why I got it. So what have you been doing, Ken?
Wait.
What?
Twisted Sister. Have you ever heard it?
What?
Before you go tonight, uh-huh. When we're not on the air, I will play you the one Christmas song because, interestingly enough, we're not going to take it and...
Oh, Come All Ye Faithful.
Oh, Come All Ye Faithful has like the same beat.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, come all ye faithful.
And then...
Yeah, it's
and
dude.
Then, you know, Adeste Fidelis. It's the same, almost exactly the same.
So, Ken, you got a new job today?
Actually, yes, I do. Actually,
make sure you're right in front of them.
Is this close enough?
Yeah,
you gotta like have sex with your mic.
Yeah, like make love to the mic.
But yes, I am recently for the last 3 weeks now, been managing a sober living. And talk about interesting, yeah.
Oh, I'll bet.
But thank God there's only six guys in the house. Because if there were any more, there were probably less than six by now.
Well, and how about, did you get a new job today?
Oh, no. Yes, I did.
Service job. We just did. Yes. We just posted a show recently on Step 12, so.
Yes, you guys know me. I'm all about service. And
this is true.
He has a pair of knee pads on the front seat of his car.
And yes, I am now the new office manager for the
San Gabriel
Pomona Valley chapter of CA.
That's awesome.
Did we do the disclaimer at the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't listening. I just wanted to check.
Of course we did.
Yes. And so now my car is all full of books, pamphlets, chips.
This is a traveling office manager position.
Well, it's only once a month that I go to the area meeting and I got to make sure I take everything. The books have it.
Otherwise, it's all with you.
Yeah.
So the office follows you around wherever you're at.
The office follows me around. And you know what? They had the nerve to tell me to take my golf clubs out of my trunk to put the stuff in my trunk.
What?
That ain't happening. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's in the back seat. Guess what? Nobody can ride in my back seat now.
It's a good excuse.
But, yes, but also, check this out. Most interesting thing just happened to me. Y'all know I'm an avid golfer, right?
Right.
Yes.
Oh, this is awesome.
And when I play golf, I use this little app on my phone to keep track of my scores. So I have an accurate handicap.
Right.
And it has GPS for the courses that I play. So I have right club selection and stuff for distances. But
What it does is when you finish your round, you post your score on the little app website.
Right.
And it gives you like these little scratchers. So, you know, you scratch them. I've already won. Do you
like win like free golf and stuff like that?
Well, I've won a pair of golf shoes.
Oh, wow.
I've won some tees, these little brush tees. They're interesting little tees. My son-in-law won two $20 Visa cards.
Wow.
But each month they have a new contest, a drawing for trips to various sick golf courses across the country.
So where are we going?
Well, check this out. This month, the contest is going on is for Hawaii, but they don't do the drawing till the end of the month. But last month, the course that was in the drawing was Pinehurst in North Carolina, and that's where they've played the Ryder Cup.
Right. Open. Yeah, yeah. It's a big thing.
Yes. Guess who won the trip?
You did?
I sure did.
Oh, my God. When are we leaving?
I won.
Oh, he goes, I'm leaving.
I won a trip for two for 3 days and Sweet. Two nights.
When are we going? Because I'm a spectacular golfer.
Because he's my golf buddy.
You know what my handicap is? I have two torn rotator cuffs, so I can't play.
But, yes, so I won that trip, and it's valued at over $4,000.
That's awesome. You know what? I'm actually a really great golfer, but I can never get it in the clown's mouth for the free game at the end.
Bum-bum.
You know, on a side note.
Silence was deafening.
Look, on a side note, my friend James, who we talked about.
Congratulations, by the way. That is awesome.
That's awesome. He enters contests every single day, like on the internet. He's got all these websites. He's got like a junk email account he sends all the things to. He wins crap constantly. Like he is always winning stuff. So one year he goes, wow, hey, I want a trip to the Marlboro Ranch. I'm like, what? And see, now I would have gone, but he goes, or I can trade it in for $5,000. I'm like, oh, crap. So he traded it in for the $5,000, but he calls me 2 years ago.
No, it was a year ago.
Was it a year ago?
Yeah, it was last September.
And he says, hey, I won tickets to a football game.
Uh-huh.
And I go, what is it, UCLA or USC?
Super Bowl.
No, he goes, no, it's Green Bay. I'm like, yeah, but who are they playing? What are they playing, the Chargers or you know, San Francisco or Oakland or something? He goes, no, they're playing Pittsburgh. I go, where? He goes, it's at Lambeau Field. And he goes, you want to go? And I'm like, well, yeah, I want to go, but that's a hell of a road trip to Green Bay, Wisconsin. Right. He goes, maybe we could fly. And I'm like, bro, it's going to be way too expensive to fly. He goes, well, I'll check what tickets are, and then I'll call you and let you know. And I go, okay. And like 10 minutes later, he calls back. He goes, bro, I bought us tickets. And I'm like, dude, I don't even know how much the tickets are, and you already bought them? He goes, listen to this. $118 round trip from LAX nonstop to O'Hare Field in Chicago.
No kidding.
Wow. Yeah, it was awesome. You know what that means, by the way?
Okay, go.
Oh, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. That's bar none the best guest dudes I've ever heard. Right there.
I think that we could probably just get rid of Mark. We don't need him anymore. I was only keeping him on the show for the dudes.
Oh, I got to throw in an extra shout out at the beginning of your shout outs.
Okay, go ahead. What?
To I Am Obese, who's not obese anymore.
Oh,
yes. He mentioned on a show a few days ago that he hadn't heard the show in a while, but he came on right when I was saying a thing. Whatever happened to I Am? He lost, what did he say, 150 pounds or something?
Oh, my God. He lost
and
person.
Yeah. He said he's feeling great and everything's awesome. So that's freaking fan-freaking-tastic.
That's why he hasn't listened to us, probably because he feels great. So he's like out in the world and forget about us.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, forget those bastards.
Listen to our stupid podcast anymore. And I don't blame him one bit. Okay, we have shout-outs to Lisa, Lee, John, Joey, James, Johnny, Mitch, Susan, Dan, Alexandria, Hudie, Jack, Randy,
Roger. Who?
What? Oh, let me finish. Motherfucker. Jack, Randy, Roger, Dave, Stryker, Jane, Lynn, Fran, Bill, and Yvette.
And Curtis. There was a Curtis that I saw that left a comment.
Okay, well, yes. Probably I may have missed some recent names because since we missed recording last week, I've had the boozy news all week, so I didn't get back into my mail today.
That's okay. I heard a thing about, like, on one show or two shows ago about that that the Dodgers might be going to the World Series. So then, you know, it was a little late.
A little bit of a lag there.
I would say so.
Yeah. No, we have a new listener named Hudi, Hudi. I'm hoping that the last name is Pole, because that would just be too cool. But, you know.
Hudi Pole?
I'm hoping that the last name would be Pole.
I'm not getting it.
Neither am I.
What's Hudi Pole?
Hudi Pole.
Hudi Pole?
Hudi Pole. The beer. Hudi.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course.
What kind of an alcoholic are you?
One that doesn't really like alcohol. I just like the effect. I don't really, you know. Me, beer's beer. I don't even care. I used to drink Coors, which a lot of people refer to as piss water.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, I drink those malt berry, you know.
Malt berry?
Like those super malt berry liquor bicker, you know. Those small brewery things in Oregon, and I'd be like, eh, okay, whatever. You know what I like?
Well, before we send
Rainier beer.
Okay, well, before we send anybody out, let's get on with the crazy news. Fran sent this story in.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Can you live this fantasy life?
Now, you know, usually we say that tequila makes their clothes fall off, right?
Almost guaranteed.
Okay.
If they're your sponsee.
In Australia, apparently, Big Macs make their clothes fall off.
Well, that's because the pants won't stay up anymore.
The police are currently investigating why five men walked into a McDonald's in Newcastle naked.
How much alcohol was involved?
They don't really know. And in the story, it doesn't say that two of the men were holding... And this cracked me up. In the police report, it said that two of the men were holding an object in front of them to cover their modesty. I'm thinking if they're modest in that region, then maybe that's why they were covering. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Maybe they're not really packing, so they were embarrassed.
That was my point. Now, while they may have thought that they were being amusing, according to the police, that other people thought it was offensive, and there were small children.
Yeah, I was
going to
say
the
children
time.
Getting their Happy Meals is, you know.
Would they call those the not so Happy Meal now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, especially since in a few cities, it's illegal to put toys in Happy Meals now.
Yes, they have to hand them to you on the side.
That's just stupid. All right, well, whatever.
It's the nanny government going crazy. It's like the thing in what's New York. You can't get a big gulp in New York. You could stand there and refill your drink 10 times, but you are not allowed to get a big gulp in New York because it's too big.
The largest soda you can get in New York is 20 ounces.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Which is like the size of like a large...
Like a large drink. Like a venti latte or something?
Yes, actually a venti latte is 20 ounces.
Yeah. Yeah, because they don't trust you to, you know be able to judge for yourself how much soda you should have.
Okay, sorry. Yawning again.
Oh, shit, you had to do that.
Yeah.
That'll make people at home yawn.
New study.
Was there money available for this?
I don't know. It was from Suzhou University in China. They took 15 studies that were done in Europe and the U.S., which tracked diet and health outcomes for 200,000 people. Then they added their own studies to it. And they have discovered, or at least they believe, that according to
that they're way healthier
studies,
than us.
That cheese, which is high in fat and is usually very salty, actually helps reduce the risk of coronary heart disease by up to 14%.
James will never have a heart attack.
However, if you eat more than 40 grams of cheese a day, if you have cheese with one meal, like a grilled cheese sandwich or macaroni and cheese or something like that has real cheese in it, that's good. That's good for you.
Okay.
If you eat more than that, which we all know James would do, that's not so good.
James is going to die.
Yeah, pretty much.
So would Kenny.
He went
I
from...
Know, me too, because I eat a lot of cheese.
When we went to... Lambeau Field, you're not very far into Wisconsin, and there is this place called the Cheese Palace.
Oh.
We stopped there, and you can buy just tons of fresh cheese. And James is buying the cheese curd things.
I love
like 2-pound bags of them, and he's eating them while we're driving. I'm like, oh my God, how are you able to go to the bathroom?
You know. Not just that, but how is his heart still pumping?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know, but I like cheese. I certainly
don't get me wrong. I love me some cheese.
Actually, lately these days, the bulk of my protein comes from dairy products. So, you know.
Didn't you guys take a trip like up to, I don't know, Fresno or Sacramento or something?
Sacramento.
Dude, if you ever do that again, you got to go up Highway 99. And there's a place south. If you've never
south
stopped here, there's a place south of Fresno called something Farms. What's the name of it? Bravo Farms.
Yes.
They make cheese right there.
And it's so good.
Oh,
oh
it's
my gosh.
Awesome.
You can stand in there and have samples for like an hour before you decide what you actually want
yeah.
to buy.
Oh, yeah. You can get full on samples. Not that I would do that. They were the smartest guys ever. Right before the elections, they had two... tip jars out. One said tips for Trump. One said tips for Hillary. And if people were like trying to outdo each other tipping more.
But
and
then,
they said they're like dumping. Oh, and there was another jar.
But then they had to put a third jar in, which was none of the above. That jar was overflowing.
I bet.
But it was smart. Those guys were, they're like, oh yeah, we empty these chip jars like 10 times a day. I'm like, whoo-hoo, good thinking.
Okay, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. There is a new YouTube video trend that is dumber than shit. Yes, I said the S word.
Well,
I'm sorry. It's called the Fire Challenge. People are lighting themselves on fire and recording it on camera to see how fast they can put themselves out.
Idiots.
This is the dumbest. And the problem is that kids watch these videos, and apparently it became a news story when a 7-year-old from North Carolina did the Fire Challenge. And is now recovering from severe burns to his chest and face.
Is this where they shoot lighter fluid on themselves?
Yes. They create fireballs with an aerosol can or lighter fluid on their bodies, basically.
Who does that?
Idiots. That's who does it. And children. The problem is that kids think they may see like a video of a guy doing the challenge who lit himself on fire, then immediately rolled and put it out really fast. So they think that's all they have to do. But they don't, it's just really not good.
Those things are so stupid. I have a nephew like about 5 years ago. He saw a video on YouTube about when these idiots would go around punching each other in the nuts.
Oh my gosh.
So he followed the whole family around and would just walk up and sock us in
gosh.
The nuts.
Gosh.
The
oh,
nutcracker.
No. Oh no.
How does the nutcracker suite go?
No. Oh, but then there was the cinnamon challenge that a bunch of kids ended up in the hospital with like popcorn lung because they and trying to eat an entire tablespoon of cinnamon.
You can't do that.
You can't do it. And then they'd end up inhaling it and end up with lung infections.
I could do it.
If you see a challenge on YouTube, don't do it. Period. Doesn't matter what it is.
The floor is lava.
That's like watching Jackass and copying that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's not really a challenge so much as it is a warning for stupid people.
The greatest Jackass ever. To put Britney Spears in a Andy Gump, you know, one of those self-contained toilet things,
uh-huh.
on like these big elastic things.
Okay.
And they released it, and there's just poop going everywhere in her. She was not happy.
I would say not.
Okay, this next story happened in China.
China.
Yes. The Gushan Zoo. Now, this has been touted in the Chinese media as being a new and wonderful zoo full of exotic animals, right?
We have a lot of listeners in China. What city is it in?
Gushan. Guishan.
Okay.
The English spelling. But visitors to the grand opening of the new exotic animal zoo were quite disappointed when the entirety of the animal population consisted of a, what's that name of the dog that's all puffy? I can't find it in the story.
Chow?
No, it's not a chow. Well, at any rate, there were a few roosters, a goose, a turtle in a tank that you could put money in to donate to the zoo, inflatable penguins in the penguin exhibit.
Inflatable penguins
in the penguin exhibit, yes. And I'm looking for the...
And a dog?
Yes, it was a dog with... Oh, a Tibetan Mastiff dog that they put like a big wig on to make it... And saying it was a lion.
I think I saw that.
What?
Yes.
What?
Tibetan Mastiff dogs are already big and hairy. So they just put an extra little crown of hair over its head to make it look like a lion.
But how does that happen? I mean...
You know, it's not the
first
time.
What, was the delivery of animals late or something for the opening?
Didn't even... And there was no, like... I saw the picture of the exhibit of the penguins, and they're literally... It's like a kiddie pool with plastic penguins in it. I mean...
How'd you like to pay what's probably a week's worth of salary to take your kids to the zoo?
To see plastic.
You see a chicken, a turtle, and a dog with a wig.
Well, apparently this weird things happening with zoos in China is not new, because in 2013, you may remember, we talked about this, the Jinhua Zoo tried to get a social media campaign going, which it managed to do, because they told everyone that they needed to name their new baby gorilla. They were lying. They didn't have any gorillas at all. However, the poll did go viral because everyone wanted to name the gorilla Harambe McHarambe Face. I know. Don't ask me.
I like that name.
Harambe McHarambe Face?
Yeah.
Harambe McHarambe Face?
Hell yeah. Harambe.
McHarambe
Face. Sounds like a drink. Harambe McHarambe Face. I'll have a double. Make that a triple.
Okay, now we're going to Simi Valley, California, and I don't want to freak anybody out here, but the end of the world is coming, and I feel fine.
A little REM reference there.
Yeah, only that's kind of the truth. The U.S. Department of Defense has begun scouting along the California coast, and they set up a headquarters in Simi Valley to find a place... They're scouting for locations to deploy new anti-missile defenses against North Korea.
Okay.
So they chose Simi Valley?
Well, that's where they're headquartered.
Oh, okay.
Like, they set up like a base there while they're going up and down the coast looking for places that would be a good defensible place to put
these. And you know what's going to be a weird missiles? Side effect of that? And this is all... I did a paper when I was in college on what's called the military-industrial complex and why wars are good for the economy. Because... They're going to find these places. Then these construction companies are going to hire an assload of guys to go in there, and they're going to all be making good money. They're going to be building these missile defense places. Then we're going to be putting guys in there, and all the restaurants in those areas are going to have troops in them all the time. It's like it's going to be there's always those weird economic boosts from doing military stuff. That's why when you had places like when El Toro Marine Base went,
right.
That whole area almost died.
Yes.
You know, because there was – all the restaurants that used to be full, suddenly there's no one there anymore. But
what I find interesting is that everybody was just talk and blah, blah, blah. The Koreans are going to kill us. No, they're not. Yes, they are. Blah, blah, blah. Back and forth. Until last week when North Korea successfully tested their intercontinental ballistic missile. This is one of the ones that they have that can fly 13,000 kilometers, which places Washington, D.C. directly in the target zone.
Yeah.
Now we're going to scout for locations for anti...
Well, first of all,
missiles.
I know they're saying we're scouting for locations for anti-missile missiles. We have had anti-missile missiles for a full-scale Soviet attack since the 70s. You know,
but I think that a lot of those were decommissioned because of SALT II and various other...
Time to recommission those. Well, and the thing is, you know, and I've long been saying this. Okay, so they can launch a missile. But, you know, what we're really trying to be preventable of is hundreds of missiles.
Yes.
So, you know, a single missile going from there, I would be willing to bet that any Polaris sub out there could knock something down. And you know, I mean, there's plenty of anti-missile stuff. I'm confident. And you know what? Because they say, oh, yeah, we decommissioned all this stuff. Yeah. Yeah, that's why toilet seats for the Pentagon cost $480. Reminds me of the thing in Independence Day where they're like, where did they get all the money to pay for all this alien stuff? He goes, what, do you think a toilet seat really costs $480?
Okay, in St. Louis, Missouri.
The Mighty Mo.
The Mighty Mo. If you are going to order a pizza in St. Louis, you can rest assured that it will get to you come hell or high water. Because
what hell and high water was what
the
was
hell
in
and
play?
High, water that
how high was the water?
Well, it wasn't the water so much.
It was the hell.
Emo's Pizza Company.
Emo's?
Emo's, I-M-O.
Oh, I was going to say, they got guys come with their hair down over the front of their face, you know?
Apparently, their black drivers shirt. Are packing. The police have not caught the two suspects that attempted to... rob the pizza delivery guy. However, the third one ended up in the morgue. So they know who he is.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the guy shot one of them.
He shot him. They were attempting to rob him of cash and pizzas, and he was like, hell no, I'm doing my job here. Pow, pow.
You're dead.
Yeah. So one of them was shot and killed, and the other two ran off. So the police are still looking for the other two.
If I lived in that area, I'd be all about getting an Emo's Pizza.
I'd get pizza like 20 times a day just to make sure I was safe.
And send a couple of your worst enemies out to rob the guy.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, you're like, we need bigger police presence. No, just order more pizza. It's all good.
That's true, now that you think about it.
Yeah.
Okay, and finally, in Delray Beach.
Florida!
Thank you.
I was just going to ask, where is Delray Beach?
Oscar Rowell. Or Raul, has been arrested again.
Again?
Yeah.
For what
darn
this
it,
time?
Oscar. He's fairly notorious in the area. He has been in jail for more than half of his life. He has been arrested 32 times.
Wow.
Almost all of his convictions were for, arrests and convictions were for indecent exposure at the beach.
Sweet.
although he does have a couple of sexual assault charges, and he did serve time for the 2008 rape of an elderly woman on
Wait,
the beach.
Are you gonna tell me that there's no nude beaches in Florida
well,
where this guy could just
beaches,
go
well,
and be
apparently Oscar
okay?
doesn't roll that way.
Wow.
Oscar rolls against the grain, I guess.
I rolled into Black's Beach one time surfing. And it was the most uncomfortable I'd ever been because what I discovered is 85% of the people at the nude beach should not be nude in public. That's just the way it is. It's not like it's a bunch of babes and hunks on the beach that are like all in good shape. Like almost none of them are.
Most of them are over 85.
Yeah. And 185.
Yes. And that, my excellent friends, is the end of the Boozy News.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
We're back. Welcome back, Shelly.
Hola. ¿Qué tal?
Your dreams were your ticket out. Come on, Shelly, sing it. You got a ton of requests to sing.
I did my part.
You played a recording of you singing once, and people want new versions.
Count.
They want the... yeah,
totally
exactly.
It,
you
it
know what?
This is a recording.
Kenny,
totally
Kenny, dude, he's a good guest host. Look at that. It doesn't count.
Well, I ain't singing it now. I don't have the words in front of me. Ha ha.
I have a computer right here.
No, I am not.
I could have those words
topic,
for
please?
You.
You know how fast I can Google it on my
phone?
Oh,
yeah. We could Google it right now, hand you a phone. You'd be good.
We're trying to promote recovery, not send people out.
Okay. So, Shelly, we have a topic.
Yes, we do. The topic is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Really?
Well, we're not going to call it.
No. What happened? Here's what happened. This meeting became the... We went to a meeting. Became the topic generator for this evening. And the person that was leading... Great story. I mean, well-spoken. Nice guy. And then at some point in his share, he started talking a lot about... His higher power and he kept saying that phrase, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, over and over, and then said that he believes that's the only one. But then he was very clear on, you know, whatever your higher power is, then that's
he
whatever
qualified
works for
that.
You. You know, he did qualify it. But I I was so uncomfortable. It's the first time I've ever walked out of a meeting for more than just to like go to the bathroom or something.
And she's a Christian.
And I am like, seriously, I'm like one of the most religious people I know. And
she's in the choir.
I'm in the choir. I work in the office. I'm the finance secretary for the church. For the whole church. And it just, because I'm very emotionally protective of newcomers, and I sort of felt like that would put people off because it was the person in seeming authority to a newcomer would be...
Is a speaker.
Is the speaker, and they would, might... Consider that like someone's attempting to reach you on your cellular device.
It said an idiot is trying to reach me on my cellular device.
Guess did it say is. An idiot?
Yeah, and that's the ringtone I have for my sponsor.
Nice.
That's fantastic.
I should do that for mine. At any rate, it just made me really uncomfortable, but it's not like you could say anything in the middle of a speaker share. I mean, you know, so I had to absent myself for like 10 minutes.
Well... And for me, I mean, he did, and he was. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. So, the guy does he did qualify. The thing that got me is when he said the true higher power.
Right.
The one true higher power. And you know, that was where it got... I mean, I've heard many people over the years say, my higher power, who I choose to call Jesus Christ. I've heard it... You know, there used to be a guy, and I think his name was Ralph. He used to go to the 502 Club. This would have been a long time ago. Your dad would have been going there. And he was like an Indian guy, and he was also a Shriner. And he used to... I can't remember what it was, Joshua or so. I mean, he used a term.
Yeshua.
Yes, that was his term.
That's the Hebrew name for, that's Jesus in Hebrew.
Okay, so that's what he would say. And he would say, but he would never say, you know, the only true higher. What are your thoughts on it in general?
On this, Ken?
In general, about the overusage of the term,
or if someone says, you know, the only true higher power, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because then it kind of makes it, it makes it feel weird to newcomers that go, oh, I guess mine's no good.
That would make it seem like you're in church, and that's where we need to make sure that we have that line between one and the other, because we are not church. We are not religious based,
right?
But we are spiritually based, and
right.
And whatever you choose for your higher power, that's your choice. But yeah, I feel the same, not entirely the same way Shelley does, but I was a little uncomfortable too, and I kept wanting to nudge him. I really did. I wanted to nudge him, but I've also learned that.
Sometimes you just got to let it just go the way God wants it to go at that moment.
The thing that I truly believe in, and this is whenever I speak somewhere, you know, I always say, and this is usually how I end my presentation when I do speak, is that I say, if I've said one thing that touched one person that changed how they feel about being in recovery, my job's done. And fortunately, he did actually touch one person in that room that night.
That's great.
And
he touched Shelly. She walked right out the door.
No, when I had to leave for a few minutes was at the point when he said that he was blessed to come and give his testimony, which is usually what you say when you're talking about God in church. When I'm in church,
let me
that was like, okay, wow. Okay,
let me throw something else
before
in
I start making faces and people are thinking I'm pissed.
Let me throw something else in the mix.
Okay.
And I think I know why he said that. He, I don't know if he still is, but he's done a lot of Celebrate Recovery.
Yes, he has.
Celebrate Recovery, while it's a 12-step-y kind of program, that's what they call it. I've spoke at Celebrate Recovery, and they said, come and give your testimony.
Right.
Because that's what they call it. Also, when you're in Celebrate Recovery, it is 100% my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So, you know, there's some of that carryover, I think. If the guy's comfortable with going to a lot of Celebrate Recovery, he goes to a regular meeting. It'll just be something, I think, that in the future, as he does it more, he will kind of learn to sort of separate the two, because compared to Celebrate Recovery, they would look at AA like it's a secular program, even though we would look at AA as being a spiritual program, and that something like Rational Recovery with no spiritual aspect is the secular recovery program.
I think for me, what's weird is that, you know, I've got a huge church family, and I'm at church several times a week, work for them, do all this stuff for them, but most of the people that are in my church family don't even know I'm in recovery.
Okay.
And a lot of the people that I'm in recovery with, I mean, they may have an idea that I go to church because I may have said that I do, but they don't know the extent of it.
Right.
They're like two separate. And the other weird thing about that is that my spirituality is not centered in my church. It's centered in the program. I have my religion and my spirituality, and it's almost like they're two distinct things. I go to church and I continue to do that because it's comforting to me. It's always been comforting to me. It's always made me feel good, made me feel a little bit more centered in my life. But the actual basis for my entire spiritual life comes from 12-step recovery rooms. So I couldn't do the one without the other. In fact, I take a break from church in the summer, and by the time we get to the end of the summer, Bruce is about ready to like lock me into the sanctuary at church and not let me come out.
Well, you know,
I have to have both of them, but they're very, very distinctly delineated.
What's funny is we had Thursday, we had this one gentleman speaking, and then the next night we were at the 667 Club. We heard this guy Certified speak, and Certified, and he said it several times in his pitch. He goes, you know what? He goes, oh my God. He says, I heard the words fuck and God in the same sentence.
I
and he goes,
love it.
And no one was going to hell. The skies didn't open and the lightning didn't come down and strike him. And he goes, I knew I had found the right place.
I'm not supposed to say names now. I have to edit.
No. What? That's that's a nickname.
Okay. Well, at any rate.
Going to look then, up. Go Google Certified and see if you come up with his picture. I don't think you will.
Probably will.
Actually, that'd be funny.
That would be funny. But the thing that made me laugh about it is we got out of that meeting and I thought, you know, if he came by the church office where I work on a Monday morning, he would hear both of those words in the same sentence at my church, because the church secretary and I aren't exactly pious. The rule is, and I always tried to be really, you know, nice church girl type of manners and stuff until I met the church secretary. And then we became like little two peas in a pod. Her rule is that as long as you are not in the narthex or the sanctuary,
okay,
you can just be a normal person.
Actually,
the air gets a little blue in there.
Not exactly true, though, because I know who you're talking about. She told me that she plays these games, like these war games, online. And they have a strict rule there. There's no cussing. I'm like, how the fuck do you play a war game without fucking cussing? Because Shelly knows, when I've played war games in the past, I'm like, what the fuck is he doing? Where the fuck are your guys? Yes. You know, it's like, I just can't, you know, I have to.
Well, it's funny that this is the topic this evening, because the gentleman that was in that meeting, I met with him before I came here tonight. And he was telling me that he had gone to a different meeting of a different fellowship, and he...
Did it start with an N?
Yeah, it ended with an A.
Did they light him up about it?
Yes, they did.
I'm sure they did.
Because it was a participation meeting, and he shared, and he got into his little My Lord and Savior thing, and not immediately... But a couple, he said like one or two people shared after him, and that one shared at him and basically told him, you can't talk like that here.
And you know what? And I think like Shelley was right. You know, when it's someone speaking, you know, it's just not good protocol to interrupt a speaker, period. But if this had been the way CA used to be, which was speaker participation, I guarantee it would have come up in the sharing afterwards. But, you know, and I'm not even saying they're wrong. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, it's like if someone came in and said, someone comes in and they're Muslim, and they say, the one true higher power, the only true higher power, Allah.
Uh-huh.
You just, you know, the entire reason that they use the term higher power is so they wouldn't piss off people from various faiths, you know, because if I'm Jewish, my higher power is not going to be Jesus. You know, if I'm Buddhist, my higher power is not going to be Allah. You know, if I'm Muslim, my higher power is not going to be Donald Trump.
It does say God in the big book multiple times.
Yeah, but God is a generalized God, though, because, and I, maybe I'm wrong about this, but it seems to me that all faiths believe in a God, and they all have different messengers.
Well,
I mean, I could be wrong about that.
Islam, Judaism, and Christianity all have the exact same root. They're all three came out of the
family.
Well,
even Jesus was a Jew.
Came out of the family of Abraham. So when we talk about Yahweh or God or Allah, they are generally speaking about the same God, but other faiths do not necessarily believe in that same God. They may have a higher power or multiple higher powers, but they...
That's true.
They don't necessarily... Those three, the three big ones, do.
In India, do they... does someone say my higher power is Bessie?
Huh?
He's talking about the cow.
Oh, the cows. Ha, ha. Okay, that was lame.
I'm just wondering, because if cows are sacred, why not?
The cows are sacred, but they're not gods.
Oh, well, I don't know.
The Indians, the Hindu, they have their own panoply of gods, of deities.
They have plenty of gods, right?
Yes.
Multiple.
Yes.
Is that why everything's made with chicken?
Pretty much.
Curry.
Pretty much.
Curry. Papadons.
Although it actually is a big problem in India, the whole sacred cows thing, because they're not allowed to impede their progress, corral them, touch them, do it. They're basically, they... So if one gets into your shop,
you got to leave it alone.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it. And a lot
it's over
of the
in the
cows,
produce section, just macking down on all your
much.
Produce.
And part of the other problem is that a lot of the cows are sick. So you've got diseased animals walking around when you may have livestock that might catch that or whatever that you don't, that, you know, like sheep or whatever that. So it's actually kind of a problem, and there's no solution to it because the cows are sacred. They can't.
Do they have holy milk?
Well, not.
I don't
cow
know.
Milk.
I mean, can you drink? I don't know because
no, goat it, milk.
But in India, can they drink cow milk or no?
No, I don't think. I think they have goat milk and goat cheese and things.
Okay.
I think you know what. I could be wrong about that. They may be able to use the produce. Of
I drank
cows,
goat
I
milk
know.
One time in Oregon. It was different.
Gross.
I didn't.
It's different.
Gross.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
It's
well, I didn't think. I didn't think it was black. Gross. It was just I wasn't used to it because I talked to this guy on this farm and they said, "Oh, we drink it all the time." They go, "We love it." So maybe if you're, you know, if it's one of those things you grew up with, then
exactly.
It's just
if you're raised
fine.
On it, you don't know anything
right.
Different.
Because you know what I was raised on. This was on powdered milk.
My mom.
We had no money.
My mom used to do this terrible thing to us kids. She'd get gallons of regular milk, and then she would empty it into a separate container for her and my dad. And then in the milk container, she would mix that nasty powdered stuff.
Oh,
yes.
Geez.
And we, as kids, were only allowed to drink that. And it was, yeah, I probably didn't drink whole milk till I was about 12 years old.
You know what the worst thing ever is? The worst thing ever is, it's morning. You haven't made the milk, the powdered milk yet, and it's morning. And you got to make it, and you're using like cold tap water, which really isn't that cold. So what do? They throw some ice cubes in it. You want to talk about the most watery milk, and it never fails. You get that chunk of powder that was never quite all the way dissolved, and it's on your cereal. And you go to eat it, and you get this like this puff in your mouth. It's disgusting. I remember when my mom got a raise at work, and the first thing she did is she bought a stereo. We bought a stereo, and she's like, "Is there anything else that we should do?" I go, "Mom, could we buy milk in a carton now?" And she's like, yes, we can. And I'm like, and I remember the first glass of it I had, it was like going to a restaurant. I was like, oh, because it was whole milk, and it was like, oh, my God. And it wasn't watery.
That's what we kids used to do when we'd go out to eat. You can have soda, tea, whatever. No, give me a glass of milk, please.
Yeah, milk. You know those burgers. You know, do you remember like back in the day you'd go in and they'd pour that milk and they'd pour it and it would get bubbles in it. You know, because there was so much fat in the milk, I'd bubble up. It'd be fantastic.
Well, this is really recovery related, but I mean, it, amusing. But well, and the interesting thing about though about powdered milk, and I think I'm gonna try this. I've heard many people say
no. You're not gonna try it.
I've heard many people say that if buy the powdered milk powder to put into sauces and things because it makes it extra creamy.
Okay, I'd buy that. Just make sure you stir it up really good. I don't want to be eating some stew or something, have it go pop.
I'm going to do that on purpose. Now you know I'm going to do that on purpose.
When on the other hand, if I eat cream of wheat, I love lumps in the cream of wheat.
Oh, yeah, there's no other way to have it.
I love them.
Chewy stuff, yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And I don't get that because when I was growing up, it's like you make cream of wheat. You stand there and you pour it in really slowly.
Oh, you
while
pour the whole
stirring,
thing in at one time.
So that you can make nice and creamy cream of wheat. That's the whole. It's called cream of wheat, not lump of wheat. And
I like lump of wheat.
So I marry him.
My vote's for lump of wheat.
Well, I marry him and then I'm going to make him cream of wheat. And then I made it, I don't know, 4 or 5 times. And then finally he gets up the courage to say, you know, I really like my cream of wheat with lumps. I had to learn how to put lumps in cream of wheat.
You just pour it in fast.
I know. Well, that's well.
Just
and
poured
I think,
it all at once.
I developed over the years an optimal lumpiness way of doing it. Is if you dump it all in at once, then you count to 30, and then you take a fork and you cut through the lump that it has created on the bottom, and then you just sort of go with the fork a little bit. Then it makes an even distribution of lumps through the whole thing.
Ah, oh, yeah.
And I had to learn how to make it crappy.
Is that in the Betty Crocker cookbook?
No, it's not.
That's in the Betty Crocker crap book.
I would actually probably really like a powdered milk because I like really watery cold milk.
Yeah, the problem is, like I said, if you forget to do it, then you make it in the morning and it's not cold.
Yeah.
And it's not good to start with. And then when it's not good and it's kind of cool and not cold, it's really horrifically bad. It's weird. I see. I rarely have ever run into someone that has the powdered milk experience like Kenny. We're a kindred spirit now because we know what it's like to go to a restaurant and order milk because it'll actually taste like milk.
And then you sit there and you're, this is good.
Oh yeah. So, back to the topic. So. Quickly, because now we're running out of time because we talked so much about cream of wheat and powdered milk. If how do you talk about your higher power, shall you? I mean, your higher power.
Like with sponsees or something?
Like in a meeting.
Oh, in a meeting? I quite often use higher power and God interchangeably. But like if I'm speaking and I do frequently mention the fact that I go to church and I do this, but I always add the disclaimer. Just because I believe in God doesn't mean you believe in God, and your God may be different than my God. And the reality is that I have actually sponsored people from a variety pack of faiths, including a couple of Wiccans. So
sweet.
It doesn't, and one of them was kind of hesitant about talking about spirituality with me at first because she wasn't sure how I would take it. And I was like, it doesn't matter. Honestly, it does not matter to me because I've done enough research. I spent a lot of time when I was at my late teens, early 20s. I went on a little journey of trying to figure out what I really believed in.
Okay.
She read everything.
Yeah, and I ended up right back
the
where
Torah,
I started.
The Torah, the Quran.
Yeah. So I ended up back in the Methodist church.
Art of the deal.
Right where I started. But in the meantime, I learned enough about most faiths to understand that from my perspective, it doesn't. If you say that God created everything, right, and that everything is by God's design, then the fact that we have multiple religions just means that God knew that we couldn't all find him in the same way, so every faith is equally valid. So me having a sponsee that has, you know, that prays to the goddess is really not that much different than me having a god that I pray to. So it doesn't, there's no wall between sponsee and sponsor when they're different faiths, as long as you keep the program spiritual and not religious.
And how about you, Ken?
Me, it's pretty simple. Since I was born into the Catholic faith, my belief is my...
Is that why your knuckles are broken?
With the ruler.
Yeah.
My higher power is definitely, I refer to him as God. But when I'm talking about my higher power in my recovery, see, it all boils down to the simple fact that God of my own understanding. And I stress the fact that nobody else has to understand my God but me.
Right.
And what works for me may not work for you,
right,
or for Shelley. But as long as you find something that works for you that's bigger and stronger and more capable than you are, then go with it.
Yeah.
That actually brings up, you brought up a thing, something that was suggested to me. Although I didn't, suggested to me to do with a sponsee that I was having trouble. And I do suggest it now with most of my sponsees that are wishy-washy or iffy on the whole higher power thing. I suggest that they might write a want ad. As if they were going to place a want ad for their higher power in the newspaper.
Okay.
Because that would help
them describe. I would have been ridiculous.
That would help them describe for themselves what their higher power is, okay, and what it looks like. That has worked remarkably well with quite a few girls who literally had no clue what the higher power concept meant. And so they the next time we'd meet, we'd talk about their want ad for their higher power, and I'd say, well, that's your higher power. If that's your concept of it, that's what that is.
You know, there's a lot of people. Really well. There's a lot of people that will say my higher power, who I choose to call God. You know, and I usually use the term higher power, but I will throw God of my own understanding in there too, as well as Kenny. Shelley, what are your final words on the subject?
You need a higher power. You're not it.
Damn. She, like, totally stole that from me. Kenny, what are your final words on the subject?
Find what works for you, and whatever you find, may it work for you.
My final words, which Shelley totally ripped off from me, was going to be exactly that, which was going to be, you know, all you need to know is there is a higher power and you're not it.
Perfect.
Shelley, who's the lead out music by?
Deer in the Headlights.
Wow, I've never heard of that band before.
Amp.
Another Misguided Prophet?
Yes.
Amp. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
Take care of you. What are your final words?
Your
love life and don't drink or use.
I just ask, can you listen? I just gotta get this off my chest. This is killing me. It's killing me.
GloryMusic.com.
I ask you to hear me out. My hands up, I'm cleaning out my closet. My life, I lost it. I'm honest, I'll tell the truth. I only need you, Lord, to see me through. Help me reach the people that need you. Cause I know I
did, and I still do.
I'm talking to that thief, I'm talking to that liar, I'm talking to that person walking in hell and fire. I'm talking to the kids that see nothing but violence. I'm talking to that addict, problems inside them. I'm talking to you, AMP. You's a thief, you's a liar, a G walking in hell and fire. You're an alcoholic that just knows violence. Come help me, Lord, my mind won't be quiet. I pray to the Lord that he keeps my soul. Change the day. everyone, I hurt in my life. Alcohol, sex, drugs, I have no excuses. That's just what it was. I hurt some of my family, I hurt some of my friends, I hurt so many women, I can't begin. I was engaged, I was the reason it ended. Pistol in my hand, my life almost ended. I seen that devil, he looked at me back. Liquor bottle in hand, I was not looking back. Thank you to DJ, thank you to April. The Lord sent you both from heaven to come save me. Hope my words touch, hope my words reach you. I am not perfect, I make mistakes. I'm determined to be someone different today. AMP will change his mindset and ways
today.
I pray to the Lord that he keeps my soul. Lord, I know the saying, you reap what you sow.
Reach.
I am a sinner, I will change today. I will not be who I was yesterday.
Come on.
I pray to the Lord that he keeps my soul.
Lord,
I know the saying, you reap what you sow.
Reach.
I am a sinner, I will change the day. Lord, come and take me and show me the way. I pray to the Lord.
Lord,
I know the saying.
Preach,
I am a sinner. I will not be who I was yesterday.
Come on.
Let it keep my soul.
That's not my whole story. It's some of it. And I hope I was able to help somebody. May God bless you.